This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Several environmental watchdog groups, including Carbondale-based Wilderness Workshop, are formally protesting the sale of oil and gas leases on public lands in northwest Colorado. They say energy development in this area would threaten the Colorado River. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is here in the studio to talk through the details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
So what's the conflict here? Why are there protests?
Well, the BLM sells leases to companies that want to drill for oil and gas on their lands. And in this case, environmental groups say there wasn't enough consideration of environmental concerns, especially threats to the Colorado River.
Okay, what are those concerns?
All right, so this area in western Garfield and Mesa counties is rich in natural gas. So we're talking about hydraulic fracturing or fracking operations. Fracking uses a lot of water, and the wells in the Colorado River Valley would pull that water from the Colorado, which is essential to the entire western U.S. and Mexico. So this river provides water to 40 million people, and it's at risk already from a whole bunch of different issues, including rising temperatures, diversions, and dams, and basically Wilderness Workshop and other environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity, say that further depleting that would be detrimental to the entire western U.S. They also say that development on these lands would put endangered fish and plant species at risk.
So how do those leases get issued in the first place?
Well, the agency identifies lands that are appropriate for energy development. And really, most BLM land is available for oil and gas drilling if the resources are there. The default is kind of to allowing this kind of development on those lands, unless there's a specific reason that there shouldn't be. So that would be like if it's a state wildlife area, special recreation area, or something like that. These particular leases are up for sale in December, and they include 28 parcels totaling over 27,000 acres in Garfield and Mesa counties.
What's the BLM's response to the protest?
Well, there's no comment on the specific protest because it hasn't been resolved. But I talked with David Boyd from the BLM, and he says that the agency goes through environmental analysis and what's called a resource management plan. In this case, that was completed in 2015. He also told me that the BLM can manage for concerns that are specific to one area, like danger to plant species or to fish, after the leases are issued, as the oil and gas companies go through the approval process to actually start drilling. So the agency will consider the protest and then decide if they want to put off the sale until the issue is resolved, or they might decide to dismiss the protest altogether, or they can go ahead with the lease sale but essentially tell the companies that they have to wait to start drilling until the protest issue is resolved.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet.
That's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, our environment reporter, discussing conservation groups protesting the sale of oil and gas leases on Colorado public lands. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.